Save big this holiday season. All in the Kroger app.
Buy two, get three free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Then get a flavorful Kroger spiral sliced ham for 89 cents a pound with an additional $25 purchase. Limit two, all with your card.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
If you're a facilities manager at a university, you know students rely on the cafeteria for breakfast, lunch, dinner, and the occasional late-night snack. So when a dishwasher breaks down and dirty plates pile up, the mess hall can turn messy in the blink of an eye. Enter Grainger. With over a million industrial-grade products and fast delivery, the product you need now is never far away. So you can turn that dishwasher back into a lean, clean washing machine. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey everybody, welcome back to the Two Brothers Gaming Podcast. This is episode 142 here with Ryland.
What's up everyone? You know, we're obviously back. New episodes, you know, we always post. Oh, and Zelda. Yeah, Zelda just said hi. She didn't meow, but she said hi. But before this episode starts, make sure to join our Discord. I know you guys don't like doing that. But, you know, we say it every time because, you know, who knows, maybe one of you guys out of the around 10,000 people a day who listen to us or whatever, you guys might join our Discord in the link in the description. You hear it? The link in the description. So, just to let you guys know, we don't bring this up like at all, but we also have a Cash App if you guys would like to support us, you know. And help us with like podcast equipment and stuff like that as well.
Yeah.
So if you guys want to support that, because we barely mentioned it, so I decided to mention it this episode.
Yeah.
But we can go ahead and get started.
All right. So Nintendo's stock is at an all-time high. They're doing pretty good.
I know. You know, Nintendo's just up here, and every other company's down here. You know. Every other company's washed besides Nintendo right now. But Nintendo share price has hit an all-time high of 9,578 JPY. I don't know what that is in US.
It's saying $62.21 on December 17th. Which isn't a lot, but apparently it's all-time
high. That's not a lot at all. So I don't know about that.
I don't know about that either.
But before closing the day at 9,490.
Oh, I get it. That's per day. That's for that day. So usually, like, it only goes up like $1 or $2, but $62 per 21. I think it's pretty good. That is really good.
It makes that makes sense then.
Yeah.
So that's what it means. Like the Nintendo stocks, like daily, have gone like all time high.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. But it says here, 2024 admin increasing, anticipation for the company's upcoming new hardware because people want the Switch too. You know, that's the reason. That's also one of the reasons why the hardware and stuff's going up, like in sales and stuff like that, because people are ready for the Switch too.
I'm ready for
to come out. I am too. I've had the OLED for 2 years. I don't want it no more.
Since it came out, pretty much 3 years.
Yeah. But the increase, however, is reportedly twofold. To first and perhaps the most obvious reason is that the consumers are desperate for new information on Switch 2. Literally, I basically just said that. Like, people are waiting. They want information, etc. on Switch 2. That's why they're like, Nintendo, you see your sales going up? Give us the Switch 2.
Please. It'll go up even more.
We'll just keep buying. Yeah. But, Nintendo has previously stated that it will be officially announced before, you know, the end of March 2025, which me and Ash went over. But that means, you know, that once the new year has come and gone, we can restart the hype machine with an extra gusto. But, yeah, people are really just buying stuff because they want Nintendo, I'm guessing, to announce the Switch 2. Because maybe they're hoping, like, sales and stuff will make them...
What's really sales, if they're buying the Switch, will slow it down even more, probably. Like, oh, yeah. People are still buying the Switch. Why would we announce the Switch 2 right now, you know?
Yeah.
Which, obviously, people are going to still buy it for Christmas. Like, some people don't have it. And then some people don't have a Switch Lite or whatever. They will buy the Switch, you know, for your kid for Christmas.
The other reason for the increase as reported by Nikkei Asia is that anticipated tax changes in Japan may lead to increased spending power amongst younger gamers as well. So people who are like younger in age will be able to spend more when it comes to gaming and stuff like that, and just overall. So that's also probably why it's went up and stuff. And
right. But I mean, they're always going to sell accessories. They're always going to sell controllers and stuff like that. You know, it's just,
I mean,
and like Christmas coming up, it makes sense for it to go up because people are going to buy games, Switches, controllers. Even though the Switch 2 is about to come out or be announced, people are still going to buy stuff for the current system because people are still playing that current system. So.
And also, like, you know, Switch controllers are obviously going to work most likely on the Switch 2, like Pro controllers, etc. So, you know, people can just have that too.
That was a rumor that, you know, the controllers, Joy-Cons, Pro controllers will work on the Switch 2, which would make sense because, like, the Wii remotes worked on
the Wii U.
And then also the GameCube controllers worked on the Wii because the Wii was backward compatible with GameCube games. So.
But it says here, the tax threshold for like a single household or single household dependents age 19 to 22 with part-time jobs from 3 million yen to 1.50 million yen. So it's went up a bit. I don't know really yen. I'm not, no, I mainly just know, you know, my, you know.
I know yen is usually it's a lot more, like US dollars worth a lot more, so like the number of yen is gonna be a whole lot more than the number of US.
Yeah, easily. But says here the current threshold is reportedly, you know, discouraging youngsters from working longer hours, as doing so, you know, may lower the, you know, overall household income, though loss in tax reduction, in short, then more potential working hours, you know, equals more spending money, you know, and means more sales for Nintendo. So, you know, people are working more, I guess, in Japan as well, so they're making more money, so more Nintendo money, I guess. But it says here, it goes to show how much folks are looking forward for, you know, Nintendo's new hardware. During its most recent earnings release, you know, company reported lackluster results and decreased its forecast for Switch hardware sales by 1 million for the financial year. So it's went down, like, I guess, in the Switch has went down in sales.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Yeah,
you know, because I mean, so, there's over 100 million out there, and then people are waiting for the Switch too, so the Switch sales themselves are going to go down. I mean, people, like I said, people are going to still buy them for Christmas, whatever.
Yeah.
But the majority of the people are waiting. Like, they'll still buy accessories, they'll still buy the new games, but for the Switch systems themselves, they're waiting. I'm waiting.
Yeah, I mean, it'll be. I can't wait.
I have three Switches. I'm waiting on the next one, you know?
Ashton has one just sitting in a box.
Yeah, in my closet. It's just, I haven't ever opened it.
Yeah. It's just there for collector's purposes.
Yeah.
But, Yeah, that's all I have on that. You know, there's not much to it. Just, you know, the
Right.
stocks.
Just other, in other words, Nintendo's doing pretty good on money right now, which, you know, they've been doing pretty good on money since the Switch came out. They was hard on, like, they was in a rough shape when the Wii U was struggling, but since then, they're at an
Yeah,
all-time high.
once like the 3DS came out and stuff, that's when sales started picking up a lot
Oh
more
yeah.
easily. So then they were fine.
Then the
And then the
Switch
Switch
is
came
just
out,
like
and
they're
that
at an
just
all-time high.
skyrocketed.
Yeah.
Yeah. But hey, Nintendo, you should give me like, you know, a million.
Yeah, just give us 1 mil. We'll be all right.
Almost each, you know, we can easily make a living off that.
Which is a good start.
Just a good start. We'll move to Japan too.
Oh, sorry, man. Yeah, so it's worth more.
Yeah, so we'll be like millionaire. Well,
Well, we'd already
billionaire.
be a millionaire.
Yeah, well, I will be a single millionaire.
That's true.
But you know, we'll be close to billionaires if we just have $1 million. Convert that
Yeah,
into
it'd be all right.
yen. Oh yeah, be nice.
Yeah. All right. A rumored Metroid Prime 2 remaster's release gap is a bold move that needs to pay off, according to this
I mean,
article.
Metroid Prime Remastered released what last year?
Yeah.
Because I remember you were streaming, you were getting views and stuff
Oh,
too. I mean,
people loved it, man, when I had time
I
to do
know.
it.
And
And it's
I
a good
mean,
game. It's a really good game. Any of you haven't
yeah.
played it, but so Metroid Prime 2's remaster would make sense because also Metroid Prime 4 is coming out soon. And so it makes sense to try to get Prime 2 and 3 out before 4. But I
Yeah,
don't know. I
but
mean, it's
well,
because I think it's a launch title. So March
yeah.
2025, you know, that doesn't leave a whole lot of time.
Yeah, so there's no, I don't think at all they could get that. No.
No, I don't think so. So I don't even know. Like, Metro Prime 2 remaster is just a rumor. So we don't have it true.
Yeah.
So we might not even get 2 and 2 before 4 comes out.
Yeah, they might just release it later, you know.
Right. And on the
Obviously,
Switch 2, you
well,
know.
actually, it might make sense also to think about it, because people are going to be like wanting to play the remasters too. Even after playing four, they're going to be like, oh wait, there's a remastered. So,
I
all
mean,
the, you
yeah.
know, four was amazing. So, you know, this is obviously going to be awesome too. So, you know, we're get it too. You know, if that could be a
Right.
good sales strategy. I mean.
Yeah, sometimes that does work, and it probably would because as of right now, like Metroid, like we talked about Nintendo themselves being at an all-time high. Right now, Metroid's at an all-time high on sales because of the Switch. You know, it's popular because Metroid was kind of, it wasn't a great seller for Nintendo since the 80s. Like it wasn't, like it would sell, it sold more here in the West, like
Yeah.
America, Canada, and all that, than it did in Japan. But right now, like it's selling still more in the US, in North America and the
But it's
West, but
selling
still
more
selling more in
still.
Japan too.
Yeah.
Like, so it's at an all-time high right now. So I mean, Nintendo, it makes sense for them to release as many Metroid games as they can
Yeah.
to, you know,
But
take advantage of, you know, people enjoying it.
yeah, I mean, Metro, it's a good game. They were
Good series,
mastered.
great
So.
series.
Yeah, good series. Yeah, but like I hear, despite its predecessor releasing nearly 2 years ago, its purported remastered Metroid Prime 2 Echoes remains, you know, missing in action. Rumors of Nintendo having, you know, remastered the entire Metroid Prime trilogy for the Switch, you know, have existed for almost as long as the Switch itself has been out and stuff like that. And multiple, you know, reliable leaks from the industry insiders have pointed to Nintendo having remasters for both 2 and 3. You know, both Metroid Prime 2 and, you know, 3. Ready to release following the overwhelming success of the, you know, obviously the original Metroid Prime remastered version, because it was a major success. So I'd say 2 and 3 are going to be like the same. They're going to be really successful. Because obviously they're the sequels of the first one. People are going to be wanting to play the remastered version of those, you know, of that game. So.
Right. And they released 3 for the Wii, And then they released yeah. 1, 2, and 3. It was the Metroid Prime trilogy on the Wii.
Yeah.
So a lot of people thought, oh, they're going to release the trilogy on Switch, which they didn't. They just released Metroid Prime 1 remastered. So they could do a 2-pack, 2 and 3 remaster, but I doubt it. They're probably just going to do them individually.
They're probably just going to, yeah. And then they are most likely after that, they might add it into a trilogy pack, Metroid Prime remastered trilogy pack or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, after
like that,
they're you know. All eventually released, and then like a couple years later, just put them all in the pack, you know, kind of like Call of Duty yeah. did for the original Modern Warfare 3 series and then the yeah. Black Ops series. For 3, back on the 360.
Yeah, because, you know, back then, there was Black Ops 1 and 2, and then, you know, when Black Ops 3 came out, they made a trilogy pack for that, and then mm-hmm. they just, yeah.
And the same but, thing for the original Modern Warfare series, not the new trash yeah. ones.
Yeah, the trash ones don't deserve
it. 2019 was good. Like, it was...
The, yeah, I like 2019.
2 and 3, trash.
Nah, mid, very mid.
Below mid.
Yep. Low, just low.
Just low. It's trash.
But it begs the question, you know, then of when, you know, Nintendo is planning on giving, you know, the Metroid fans what they've been waiting for. And, you know, the ideal window for such a release is rapidly closing in as 2025 is already shaping up. It's literally in 2025's and, like, a week? No. Like,
less, more than a week.
Like 11 days.
11 days, yeah.
So, they have 11 days to figure out all that stuff, I guess. That should be plenty of time, right?
Well, 11 days. You know, the only game that I believe is actually set to come out in January 2025 is Donkey Kong Country HD.
Yeah.
So, Metroid Prime, like I said, Metroid Prime 4 is going to be a launch title, I think. Yeah. Not completely true, you know, not a fact.
I think
it's a launch title for the Switch too. So that's March, around March probably for that.
So even when we were first talking about Metroid Prime 4 and it being announced, stuff, that's what I said. Like, it's most likely going to be like a launch title for Switch too.
Yeah,
I see it happening now, especially because. The window that it's giving right now.
I don't think Metroid Prime 2 remaster is coming out before
no.
4. You know,
I think what they're going to do, they're going to release 4 and then they're going to, you know, release
maybe at the end of
2.
The year or early 2026, release 2 remaster. Because you don't want to release 2 before you do 4, like a couple months before, because people are going to be playing that and not playing 4. You know, so yeah. like. It would
be
a good marketing strategy.
Wanting to play 2 to get like the story and stuff. And
right.
Then,
I've never played 2. Yeah. The only one I've played is 1. So
yeah. I've only played 1 too because the remastered. Yeah, it is good.
Oh, I need to beat it too.
Yeah.
That's another one I need to
beat.
We
you
talked
to
about
get...
I think that was the last episode we were talking about the games I need to beat
still. Yeah. Ashen has too many. But, both Metroid Prime 2 and 3, you know, each deserve to be more than just footnotes in its franchise history, needing remasters and, you know, releases on modern hardware, you know, benefiting, you know, the game on their you know, collaborative. Given the success of Metroid Prime Remastered and how well it continues to hold up now, because it's still making sales, a lot of sales and stuff now. And it's been almost 2 years, I mean. So.
Which, this article that I got, it's saying, it's not even mentioning Metroid Prime 4, so it doesn't think that Metroid Prime 4 is going to be a launch title. So it's saying 2 and 3 remasters in the same year. But, they've already said Prime 4. Is guaranteed 2025 sometime.
Yeah.
So I don't
That's when the Switch is coming out. Switch 2 is coming out.
I think it's a launch title. Yeah. And I don't think it'd be a good idea to launch Metroid Prime 2 or 3 remastered, either one, in the same year you release 4.
Yeah.
Before or after.
I mean,
because
Metroid Prime, like the original remaster was, you know, released February 9th, 2023.
Yes.
And it became available for physical, you know, copies and stuff on February 22nd. So yeah, I feel like if they're going to release Metroid Prime 2, it'll be around that time or after, like a few months after, you know, the Switch 2 and Metroid Prime 4 come out. Those are the only time frames I can think of where it'll be like reasonable to release, you know.
Well, like I said, I don't think it should come out before 4 because that would distract people from getting 4.
Yeah, I'm just...
I get what you're saying, but what these people
are
saying.
I'm just talking about, like, say, listen, though, but what if, like, it came out, like, both 2 and 3 remastered came out at the beginning of 2025? That would give people time to play Metroid Prime Remastered 2 and 3 to get, like, the full story. And then 4 is going to come out, say, with the Switch 2. That's going to be in fall. So they're going to have plenty of time to get those three games done.
Well, the Switch 2 might come out in March, though.
True. We'll see. We'll see.
We'll see.
But I feel like it's going to come near the holidays, though.
Near
Switch 2. I feel like it's going to come near more Christmassy time, so like in fall.
It could.
That's why I said fall. Yeah. You know, I was kind of...
A lot of people think, and I think it'll come out in March, but it might not. It might come out in fall.
Yeah.
Obviously, we'll let you guys know when we find out, because Nintendo probably don't even know right now, because they haven't talked about it at all.
No, we actually know because we're in talk with, you know, Nintendo.
Yeah.
We're the only gaming podcast that's actually in talk with Nintendo.
The only thing we know for sure is that it will be announced by March or April. That's all we know for sure. I think it'll be announced in February Direct. I thought it was going to be September Direct, but obviously it didn't. So I think it's going to be announced in the February Direct because there's a February Direct every year. Announced February Direct, be on sale for March. Pre-orders will go up the same day as Direct and it'll release in March.
Yep.
In March. And Metro Prime 4 will be a launch title.
I see it. I see the vision. Yep.
You see the vision, the future.
I see the vision. I see it. Hold up. Let me get. Hold up. Yeah, that's what's happening.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
But yeah, there's not much else on that at all. Just, you know, kind of just talking about, you know, how, you know, Metroid Prime, like how 2 could, you know, maybe release after, stuff like that. There's really not much else on this.
Have to see. What the?
Yeah.
We'll let you guys know when it's.
Yeah. I already told you I have the vision.
Oh yeah.
So yeah, we already know what's gonna happen. So, but we'll obviously let you guys, you know, we'll notify guys like always when it comes to this type of stuff, everything like that. So yeah.
Yeah. All right. The PS2 is no longer the best-selling video game console in the U.S.
That's crazy. That's actually crazy.
It's the PS2's wash.
Yeah, hear that? Soon you're... they're going to... Remember, actually, they're going to raise the...
They're like, oh, wait, we forgot 5 more mil real quick.
I swear they have to do that. They have to be doing that.
Save big this holiday season. All in the Kroger app. Buy 2, get 3 free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Then get a flavorful Kroger spiral sliced ham for 89 cents a pound with an additional $25 purchase. Limit 2, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Like it was in March. In March, it's 155 million, and all of a sudden, a couple weeks ago, it's 160. Oh yeah, we found 5 more sales real quick. Found 5 million in the, you know, the back of the, whatever, and then sold them real quick
in the back compartment. You know, we forgot to sell these back whenever the PS2 came out. So.
Yeah, sold them real quick.
I swear the PS2 is just always going to be the most sold console.
Yeah, because they're always going to like
2090, when it's completely irrelevant, it's not even going to be a thought in anyone's mind. Oh, by the way, another 5 million.
It's going to be up. To... By then, it's probably going to be up to probably 460 million.
Or more. No, it'll be close to a billion sales. And
probably. Like,
oh, the Switch 2 is about to pass up. No, five more billion.
They pull out 5 million, like that's a small number, like it's believable.
I mean, I get like maybe 500, you know.
Yeah, not 5 million, 5,000, but not 5 million. That's a lot.
Yeah, no, that is a lot of people, man. There's only 300 like million people in the United States, and then you know, obviously, worldly millions, billions, but just that's a lot of people, man.
Yeah.
I don't think 5 million.
Just pull 5 million people out of their high end. Yeah.
They're like, oh, yeah, by the way, I want a PS2. Maybe, who knows? Maybe Sony, like, mind hypnotizes them.
Maybe.
You're like, you will buy a PS2.
I mean, I would buy a new PS2. If they pulled one out of the warehouse that's brand new in the box, I would buy it.
Yeah, easily. I would buy it.
I wouldn't open it, but I would buy it. Whether it's a fat version, original fat version, or the slim, I would buy it.
I mean,
I don't care which one.
That'd be cool to have, I mean.
Mm-hmm.
But I got here, to the article, the Nintendo Switch surpasses the PS2 as the best-selling console in the United States with 46.6 million units sold. While the PS2 remains king globally with 160 million, soon to be 165 million, but, you know, we'll see. You know, it's obviously going to go up in our five.
Yeah, 165 by next week. Guarantee it.
Next week? I see it.
Nah, I'm joking. I don't guarantee it, but it wouldn't surprise me.
But the global top 10 list dominated by Sony and Nintendo, with Xbox consoles lacking behind in sales. The PlayStation 2 has lost its status as history's best-selling video game console in the United States, with the Nintendo Switch now taking first place.
Soon the world.
Yeah, soon the world. I see it. I really do.
Christmas, man, like I said, people are going behind them.
Yeah, even though the Switch 2 is going to be coming out.
Switch
2 is
going to be coming out, people are still going to be buying the Switch. Not as much, obviously, but it's still going to be sold.
The Switch 2 is going to be more expensive. So
well, once the Switch 2 comes out, the Switch will probably go on discount.
Yeah, like how mainly every other consoles do.
And I might buy another one. A regular one. Or a regular OLED just to keep in box, you know, for, you know.
I would just get the regular red and blue.
I'm going to get another white. I like the white.
Really?
Yeah.
Actually, but he's just like, I might.
I don't know. I might get both, you know. You know, if they're cheap, if they're like $250 a piece, I mean, that's not bad.
Not that good. $500 for two? I'll take it.
Yeah, that's the same PS5. Price. Yeah, hang on. Get two for the price of one PS5 or Xbox Series X. Summer was going to get me a PS, not a PS5. PS5's trash. She's going to get me a Series X for Christmas, but she did.
Tell her to. I don't know.
I really. I have a PC. I don't really need it, but
yeah, I mean, it'd be cool to have though.
Yeah, it would be cool. I'll get one eventually.
You have a mini fruit.
Yeah, that doesn't cool anything.
There,
I mean, there is an actual mini fridge.
Yeah, you could have that Xbox Series X fridge, but Summer said no.
Oh, yeah, the toaster.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, the toaster. There's
nah,
a toaster.
We got a different.
There's an actual fridge, too.
For the Series X? I mean, Series S? I haven't seen the Series S one. I've seen the Series X one. I've seen the Series S toaster. It's pretty cool. I wanted it, but she wouldn't let me get it. We got a different toaster.
Screw your different toaster.
It's junk.
I'm going to get it. I'm going to get it for Christmas for you one
year. Yeah. Her toaster away.
Like, yeah, it's like, Rylan got me this, so we have
it burns an Xbox logo on your toast. What more could you want?
That's so cool. But stop talking about toaster.
I know, we need to get this through. We still got another episode to record.
But, you know, Hold on, I gotta find where I was. We're talking about toasters. Despite being released, more than 20 years ago, the PS2 has remained at the top of the sales chart for years. And thanks to its, immense popularity at launch and, the dedicated fan base that followed, now that the era of dominance has officially come to an end, at least in the US, while the PS2 has sold over 155 million units globally, the Switch's accessibility helped it catch up in a relatively short amount of time. The Switch also had the, obvious advantage of being in production, where, Sony stopped manufacturing the PS2, console a long time ago. But, so, it's still impressive that, it's taken this long for another system to top the PlayStation 2 in the U.S. and everything. It is pretty impressive that the PlayStation 2 has stayed this popular for this long.
Yeah, but it sold a crap ton because it was in production for...
Ever.
Like 14 years.
Yeah, it was...
I mean, daggone, being in production for 14 years, yeah, you're going to sell a crap ton.
You better sell a crap ton.
I think it was in production until the PS4 came out.
Yeah, I'd say.
Because it came out in 2000, and I'm pretty sure it ended production in 2014.
So, yeah, exactly when the PS4 came out, it's whenever. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Whenever the PS3 was out, they're like, "Oh, right, let's continue to sell PS2s."
Like the Switch in March will be out for 9 years. So imagine if they kept going for another 5 years.
That'll be the most popular console on the face of the planet.
It would kill the PS2. Yeah, in sales, because it's about to pass it anyway. Imagine another 5 years. Of selling, they'll sell it for a couple more years, but they probably won't sell for another five.
No, because
I'd say 2 to 3.
Comes out.
Yeah, usually 2 to 3 years after the next console comes out, they'll keep selling it. But
yeah,
it definitely, but, they don't keep them stocked as well for sure.
No, but
and here's they might even just sell Switch Lite at that point.
Yeah, I mean that counts as Switch. I mean,
yeah, it does.
Yeah.
All right.
But how long did a Switch, will hold the number one spot is uncertain because, the PS1, you don't know about it. It'll
What's going pass to pass it? It? Nothing's even close to pass it. I know PS5 ain't going to pass it.
Nah. That's already basically sold. Like, majority of what.
I mean, that's why they're coming out with the Pro, to try to bump up some. I'll buy one eventually for collector's purposes, but when they're just cheaper,
Yeah.
Same,
Because I'm not spending $700 for a
oh my gosh.
PlayStation 5 Pro where I can get the Slim for 400 and something. And it does the same thing.
Slim is all you need. You don't need a big old that, Pro.
Whenever I do get a PS5, I'm getting a Slim.
My PS3 back here, it's a Slim. The PS4 I'm going to get for collector's purposes, it's a Slim. I don't care about the original, the Pro, or anything. I just want that console, some type of it,
for collector's purposes. Yeah, some type purposes. Of it, just to have it,
The Slim's usually the cheaper option, so that's what I go for, whatever. It's still the same generation, the same console.
Literally the same thing, just, smaller.
It's maybe not as powerful as the Pro, but you don't need it, especially if it's just collector's purposes, because you're not going to play it very much anyway.
But yeah, the most expensive PS2 games, it says here also, for some reason, to buy can change over time. In 2023, 13 value of PS2 games via spot. It just says a whole bunch of different games. But it says here, the Switch has sold 46.6 million units in the U.S. That's enough to push it ahead of the long-reigning champion, the PS2. Yeah. So it's really it's impressive that, the Switch has passed it in such a short time. Not even 9 years yet.
Right, yeah.
And it's already passed number one. And it's like...
Well, for the U.S., it has. It's not all time it hasn't, but I think eventually it will.
Time.
Yeah.
All time. It will all time eventually.
I think so.
Unless, you don't know about, Sony pulls 5 million out of the Hyundai motor.
Yeah, you know, that's normal. Just pulling. Hey, who knows? Nintendo might pull out 10 mil out of their high end somewhere and just pass it.
But I'm going to just name off the top 10 best-selling consoles, like, globally and stuff real quick.
All right.
And then I'll, you know, obviously. Oh, no, I'm guessing this is obviously, yeah, globally. So, places one. Number one, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
PlayStation 2.
This is two. But, you know, Switch number two. Then, you know, PlayStation 4 number three. Sony PlayStation. This is just for the U.S. Oh, it says globally for some reason, but this is for the U.S.
Oh, okay.
I don't know why it says globally. So, yeah, that's why I was confused for a second. So, yeah, Sony PlayStation 2 with 160 million units sold. Nintendo Switch with 146.06 million units sold. The Sony PlayStation 4, 117.2 million units sold. That giant gap between second and third, that like 30 something, like 30 million.
Yeah.
gap. And then the original PlayStation, it has 102.49 million units sold. The Wii with 101. Sony PS3, 87.4 million. The Xbox 360, 84 million. Then the PS5 is already, that's ridiculous. 65.6 million units. And then, you know, the NES and then Xbox One is last at top 10, 10 with 58.
And that's just home consoles. That's not counting handhelds, except for the Switch, yeah, which is both, but.
Yeah.
Because I know the DS the DS sold a crap ton. The original DS.
Yeah. But that's really impressive that the Switch passed, you know, the PS2 in such a short time like that. Like 8-9 years it passed it up. So it's really impressive.
And PS2 is out for. It was either 2013 or 2014. I'm pretty sure it was 2014. Either way. A lot longer than the Switch has so far.
Yeah.
Those of you listening, let's see, 5 years from now, it's almost caught up to it in years. But
yeah. But I highly doubt you guys will be listening to these episodes. So
you should be.
I mean, maybe some of you. Yeah. You should be listening to every single one of them. Every day. All 140-something episodes.
You know? Every single day. Some of you do, yeah. Obviously, because we're getting crap ton of listens on our back catalog. But
yeah, which is awesome. But, yeah, that's all I have for that topic.
All right. We appreciate you guys for listening. Follow all of our podcast socials, our Twitch Kick YouTube accounts, personal Twitch Kick YouTube accounts, podcast, Discord, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, Twitter. Like I don't even know why we say it. we have all the socials for it, pretty much. Listen to our sports podcast. So we're about to record episode 13. Yeah, 13. Here in just a couple minutes. So
that listen means to our sports 13 podcast. Whole weeks of sports.
Yeah.
For us.
Oh, and next week. We can still record next week. Never mind. I'm not coming to West Virginia until the 30th. So the week of New Year's, we probably won't record because I'll be in West Virginia. So,
yes.
Where that?
Yeah.
But other than that, Buyer Merch on TeePublic. Rowland, do you have anything?
No, not really. Just, you know, we're closer and closer to 1 million total downloads, which is awesome. So thank you guys for that.
Huge milestone, guys. Appreciate it so much. You don't understand how grateful we actually are. Like, might not sound like we say it, but it might not sound like we actually, but we really, really, truly are.
Yeah, I mean, that's a big number, man.
That's crazy. Never thought that we would get that many downloads. That's crazy.
Yeah, and we've
ridiculous.
Only been, it's been a year
and a half.
And we've gotten 1 million almost now, which is insane to me. Literally, like next week, we will be at 1 million.
Crazy.
So not even into 2025. That is insane. But, you know, get merch on TeePublic. Follow our, you know, podcast socials, our personal socials. You know, I'm going to start streaming again once I get my new internet. Finally. So that'll be in January. So if you guys want to, keep a lookout for that. I'm a pretty cool person, I think.
Yeah,
so
you guys pretty check cool. Like Minecraft. But,
the only reason I play Minecraft because it was so
the internet's trash.
Yeah, it was still less.
Yeah,
not the game stream.
It was. But, it wasn't too bad though when I watched. Just watched. It was still kind of like yeah, it's kind of. Yeah. But you could pay it. You could tell what was going on.
Yeah, but yeah, that's all I have. So you know, thank you guys for listening. And yeah,
all right. Appreciate you guys. We'll catch you next week.
An O'Reilly Auto Parts gift card is the perfect gift for that hard-to-buy-for person. Give the gift of convenience from O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.